Sir, you said that the you bring this in and stall it, basically, to set it in the water. What's the stall speed?
Well, it's mid-60s, and the stall is very gentle on the airplane. It's more of a descent, or just kind of a falling type of a thing. There's no running off to the side or anything, and so that's why I like to hit the water. And I'm sure if it was a brand new airplane, I wouldn't have to do that. I would just feel comfortable driving it on like I would a goose or something else. But with this thing, I'm not really sure of the height above the water. You're really way, way up there when you're flying. Depth is a little bit of a problem. So this is a nice, comfortable way to land. I'll stall it, and then I'll actually feel it give up just before I touch the water, and push, and I roll the nose just a little forward so it doesn't bounce out, and we're in.
When these aircraft were recovered for battleship and cruiser use, where they were launched off of catapults, when they came up on the net that was being towed next to the ship, I believe they had a hook underneath the hull that would come down and hook into the net that was being towed. Is that how they recovered them?
I think so. There is a hook on the top of the airplane, which you could pick the entire airplane up with.
He said, did they hook onto the net to pull it alongside the ship?
No, it would actually drive onto the net. The net was like a ramp. So they'd actually tug a ramp behind the, it was like a chain link fence almost type of material, and they would drive the airplane right up onto it. And then they would throw that hook down to the pilot, who would stand in the cockpit and actually fasten the hook to the top wing, and up he went. What a job. Are these guys tough? I mean, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, he wants to know how long the restoration took.
Well, it was done in phases because the airplane went through several owners. Bill, I think you brought it out of the water, what, 92? Okay, so Bill had the airplane for 5 years. And then I got it, and I had it for 7 years. So it was probably at least 12 years that people were working on it. And that wasn't every day all the time, but it really was just a very long, meticulous kind of a setup. It was very difficult.
Where was your first flight?
In Wichita, right in Newton, Kansas, which is just north of Wichita. And we flew it right at the airport where it was built, where the restoration was.
And how much time do you have on it now?
I probably got 100 hours on the airplane. I've taken it to several air shows, and I try and fly it two or three times a year. Just go out and feel like it's a nice day, and I'll just fly it out and go to my neighborhood lake, Lake Fox Lake, and I beat up the lake for a little bit and then bring it home. I never get tired of it. I don't know why I don't get tired of it, but I don't get tired of it.
Well, we really appreciate all the information and excellent presentation, by the way. You had all that up here. You might have been making it up, and we don't know.
Bill researched that.
Yeah, I know he did. But all right. Any other questions? We've got one more question.
I remember reading about a rescue. I think where one of these ducks picked up a crew that was too big for it to take off. Are you familiar with that?
I saw the story. I think that was on that Black Sheep. Baba Black Sheep. Yeah, they had that on one of their series, and I don't know how true that is or not. It's a good story anyway.
Okay, folks. I thank you and appreciate your attention. And we'll see you